As Gary drives through this suburban neighborhood, he's thinking that his grandfather wouldn't have liked this area of New York much. Lightning could come up and surprise you here. There are too many buildings. They're endless. They block out what you ought to see, which, in Sonny's opinion, and in Gary's as well, should always be the sky. Gary's working on a preliminary inquiry begun by the Attorney General's office, where he's been an investigator for 7 years. Before that, he had a background of wrong choices. He was tall and lanky and could have considered basketball as a possibility, but although he was dogged enough, he didn't have the raw aggression needed for professional sports. In the end, he went back to college, thought about law school, then decided against spending all those years studying in closed rooms. The result is that he's doing what he's best at anyway, which is figuring things out. What sets him apart from most of his colleagues is that he likes murder. He likes it so well that his friends rib him and call him the Mexican turkey vulture, a carrion creature that hunts by scent. Gary doesn't mind the kidding, and he doesn't mind that most people have an easy answer that allows them to believe they've gotten a fix on the reason why he's so interested in homicide. They point straight to his family history. His mother died of liver failure, and his father probably would have done so as well if he hadn't been murdered first, over in New Mexico. The fellow who did it never was found, and frankly, nobody seemed to look very hard for him. But the circumstances of Gary's past aren't what drives him, no matter what his friends think. It's figuring out the why of things. The final factor that makes a person act can be so damn elusive, but you can always find some motivation if you look hard enough. The wrong word said at the wrong time, a gun in the wrong hand, the wrong woman who kisses you just right. Money, love, or fury. Those are the causes for most everything. You can usually uncover the truth, or a version of it at any rate, if you ask enough questions. If you close your eyes and imagine the way it might have been, how you might have reacted if you'd had enough, if you just couldn't find it in you to care anymore. The why, in the case he's working on, is clearly money. 3 kids from the university are dead because someone wanted bucks badly enough to sell them rattlesnake seeds and Jimson weed without once giving a good goddamn about the consequences. Kids will buy anything, especially East Coast kids who haven't been warned their whole life long about what grows in the desert. 1 seed of rattlesnake weed makes you euphoric. It's like LSD growing free. The problem is, 2 can cause your death. Unless, of course, the first has already done that job nicely, which was the case with one of the kids, a history major from Philadelphia who had just turned 19. Gary was called in early by his friend Jack Carrillo on homicide, and he saw the history major on the floor of his dorm room. The boy had had awful convulsions before he died. The whole left side of his face was black and blue, and Gary suggested that no one would consider it tampering with the evidence if they put some makeup on the kid before his parents arrived.